This video right here, it's gonna be one in a handful of videos where basically I talk about a couple of things that you need to know that are a little bit advanced, a little bit outside of working within Medium itself, things that you can begin to think about when you are trying to expand your career beyond Medium, if that's something you wanna do and build kind of a more holistic writing business using Medium as the foundation. So that's what I did. I've used Medium for the past, I've lost count of however many years I've been on Medium at this point, but I've done certain things through Medium that have led to other opportunities. Things like writing books, things like starting these channels, things like building an email list, which is what this video is gonna be about. Things like building a back-end business, having programs, having coaching, having courses, all of that spawned from Medium. Freelance writing and blogging, all of these different things spawned from Medium. So I wanna give you a little taste of what some of those other things are, give you a gist of some of the things you need to know about them. And you know, these are subjects that probably would require an entire kind of course on its own to get the full gist of what I'm gonna tell you, but I'm gonna have a couple modules here in module 5 that are gonna show you some things moving beyond Medium that are gonna be important for you to know and potential opportunities in the future. But this entire module is supposed to be supplementary to what you're already doing. If you are not going through and making sure you've done all the pre-work, making sure you're publishing on Medium, gone through the roadmap, are doing things consistently, none of this other stuff is gonna matter. You getting the writing done is going to be your engine moving forward for everything else. So with that being said, today I wanna give you a basic overview of list building, building your email list, right? So if you've been in the blogging world or you know learned about this for a while, you've heard things like the money is in the list. You have to build an email list. An email list is the lifeblood of your writing career, blah, 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 right? My stance on email lists is that you should build a very simple email list structure that you can use to promote your articles on Medium. And then in the future, you can use your email list to fuel other ventures. So once you have writing experience under your belt, you've built an audience, you're collecting emails, then maybe down the road, you can write a book, send it to your email list to get some sales. Maybe you have a product that you want to put out, you send it to your email list to get you sales. But in the meantime, you need to just focus on building your writing career and getting the habits down so that you even have an email list to launch to in the first place. So this video is not going to be about launching crazy email list funnels where you have 97 emails and you're trying to entice people into buying products. It's not gonna be a super deep breakdown of all the advanced list building tactics that you could do. It's a very simple process and framework that I want you to use. So let's just go over some of the basic things you're going to need to know, including tools, names for certain things, and we'll get into all that, give you basic definitions, and I'm gonna give you my basic blueprint for what you should be doing in terms of email marketing. Keep it super simple. So, what do you need to know about email marketing? First thing you need to know is that you need to select an email service provider. An email service provider is going to help you collect those emails, store those emails, and be able to send out broadcasts to people who are on your email list. Now, you've personally been on an email list before. You get emails from people. You signed up to this program because you got emails through me, through my email service provider. I use ConvertKit as my email service provider. So I'm gonna leave a link to ConvertKit below, and I'm gonna put links to whatever setup guides that you need to know through ConvertKit after you sign up, but that is the one I would go through. There are other ones. There is a free one called MailChimp, but I don't use MailChimp because the emails don't deliver at the same rate as they do on ConvertKit. My ConvertKit emails go through much better. So if I were you, I would use ConvertKit. So there's a link below to all of that stuff. So what you want to do is get signed up with your email provider and then go through the steps of setting up that account. Now, when it comes to your email provider, there's going to be something else that you're going to have to connect it to in order to collect those emails. And that is something called a landing page. So a landing page is a page that you create that goes up to where people can enter their email, get added onto your email list so that you can communicate with them in the future. Now, ConvertKit does come with its own landing page tool that you can use, and I'll send a link to that as well. I use a tool called Lead Pages to build my landing page. I like Lead Pages because it has a lot of cool drag and drop templates that are really simple to use. All you basically have to do is put in your own copy, your own words into those landing pages, and then you can start collecting emails. So you have your email service provider. That's what you use to collect the emails. A landing page is a page that you use to collect emails and store them with your email service provider. Okay? So what this is going to look like in the future is that you're going to write an article on Medium. And at the end of your article, you're going to have something called a call to action. So a call to action is something where you are asking people to sign up for your email list. So let's say you write an article. At the end of it, you're going to have something along the lines of, hey, if you want more updates, join my email list. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take that phrase, join my email list, and you're going to link it to that landing page that you've created. So someone's going to read your article, say, hey, I want to read more of this writer's work. You're going to go, they're going to click on a link at the end of your page through your call to action. They're going to enter their email into that landing page that pops up, and then they will now be on your email list. So that's a basic gist of how the process works. There's another option that you can use, but if it's something that's going to be too daunting for you to do, I would stick to the simple framework of just telling people to join your email list. The next thing that you can do potentially is create something called a sign-up incentive or a sign-up freebie. So it's basically something you do in exchange for someone signing up to your email list. So usually that's something along the lines of giving them a free PDF or some piece of content to where they go to your landing page, they enter their email, and then the service provider goes through and automatically sends them that download, and it gets sent into your email list, right? So all this stuff looks very daunting, but really all you have to do is step by step go through some of these links and resources that I'm going to provide. They'll show you how to create your email software. They'll show you how to create a landing page. They'll show you how to create a freebie to add in exchange for an email. Now, in terms of what you want to send as the freebie, there are a lot of different things that you can send them, but I would just keep it very simple. Create a freebie that is based on whatever your topic is. You don't have to get cute. So let's say you write about mindfulness. Your freebie could be, grab this free PDF that shows you 5 mindfulness routines that you can do in the morning. Grab my personal development toolkit that gives you 3 journaling exercises for a better mindset. You could do something as simple as take some of your best blog posts, put them into a PDF, and send it. So I'll include one link to an article that talks about how to narrow down and create something that could be good for a freebie, but that's really all you have to do. So these are very basic elements for what it takes to build your email list. And if you look at the links below, honestly, all you have to do is go through and look step by step. I know email lists and email marketing stuff seems daunting, but it's not. It's just tedious. You have to go through step by step kind of linking everything. So that's a basic overview of how the process works. Now, in terms of email marketing, here's what I would do. Here's basically what I've been doing for the past as long as I've been keeping an email list. I'm not super, I don't have a really super large marketing funnel, okay? I don't do a whole bunch when it comes to email marketing, except I routinely will send out communication to my email list, usually once or twice a week. So it could be a new article that I'm working on, I will send a link to them. For my personal development writing, I have something called the Monday Motivation email list. So every Monday morning, I write a motivational message to my list. And at the end, you know, I promote my books and stuff. I promote links to other articles, things like that. So figure something that you can do once or twice a week. Likely, it's going to be you just sending a link to your article. And you can say, hey, put a new article out. Here's a link to it. Check it out. End of the email. That could be your entire email flow for like a couple of months until you actually build up a subscriber base and to where you know what different things to send them. So that's what I would do if I was you. Just send them out one email a week, or send them 1 to 2 emails of article links per week. And that's pretty much all that you have to do to begin building your email list. Now I could get advanced and talk about other things that you need to know about email marketing, but for you, your main thing is going to be focused on writing. But I know there are some people who wanted to kind of learn the basics of email marketing, so that's what you're going to learn about, or that's what you did learn about, excuse me, in this video. There are some links below. Use those resources. Get your email list set up. Create a simple call to action to add to your Medium articles. If you have the energy and it's not going to take too much away from you, put together that freebie to add at the end of your articles. Integrate it all using the links I provided, and you should be good to go.